You listen to the SCAC Softball Podcast. Today I'm joined by Rhodes head softball coach David Hicks. And coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Russell.
Coach, 25-15, 10-4 in the SCAC, earning the number two seed out of the Eastern Division, having won 10 of your last 14 games heading into the conference tournament. Where is this team at as you guys head to that tournament? Do you feel like you're playing some of the best softball of the year as you head to DePaul?
Well, I think we're playing pretty well right now, Russell. I mean, we're happy with where we are. We've got some girls that weren't hitting the ball early in the season that are coming along. And, you know, we like where we are right now. We know it's going to be a tough tournament, and there's a lot of teams playing well. But we like where we are, and we like our chances.
Coach, as that number two seed in the East, you draw the number three seed out of the West in Trinity University. You opened up with Trinity last season. Just talk about the opportunity to face off against Trinity again after they had knocked you off 6-4 in the opening round last year.
Well, they've got a great team. You know, they've got you know, two good pitchers that have thrown well for them this year. They've got a lot of speed, particularly at the top of their order. You know, and they came out last year and you know, played a great game against us. You know, and you know, we're certainly looking you know, to make up for that. You know, hoping to get a little revenge, but at the same time, you know, they played a great game, and you know, we're looking forward to it. They're a great team.
Coach, you mentioned the speed of Trinity. That 77 team stolen bases steals more than any other team in the conference. Does that concern you as you guys head into that matchup on Friday?
Well, speed always concerns you because that's not something that, you know, you can prepare for a lot of times. It can certainly change a game, you know, with that kind of speed, a walk, an error, a dribbler to the shortstop. Those are the types of things that can absolutely change a game. I mean, you can make a great pitch against a girl that's got speed and she can come around and score, you know, the next batter. So certainly that concerns you, but, you know, we feel like, you know, we're ready for it, and, you know, we're going to spend some time this week working on it and, you know, just hopefully keep those girls off base.
Coach, as I mentioned, 25-15, you've now put together three straight seasons of 25-plus wins, but I know after last year's performance at the SCAC tournament, you know, disappointing and losing your first two games, seems like this team has really sort of had the conference tournament in the back of their mind circled as a chance to work hard at from that disappointing end last year. Where is this team's mindset as you guys enter the SCAC tournament this year?
Well, you know, as you alluded to, we were pretty disappointed in going out in two games last year. We've got a great group of seniors in Allison Kahn, Cindy Bitters, Sarah Bowen, and Liv Ryan, who've put together, you know, great seasons. And, you know, they're definitely committed to going out in a better fashion than we did last year. And, you know, I know we talked a lot over the past week or so just about, you know, the mistakes we made last year in preparation and mindset going into the tournament. And, you know, these girls are leading this team. They're great leaders. And, you know, they've got the girls in the right frame of mind.
Coach, this team led the league in home runs this year with 34, especially after losing a girl like Rebecca Moore out of your lineup. Did you think this team had that type of ability in terms of power hitting the baseball or softball?
Well, you know, losing Becca was obviously a big hit. But, you know, we've really got you know, everybody in our order has potential to hit the ball deep. We've still got girls like, you know, Kelly Zomer, Sarah Bowen, who can hit the ball deep. We've got a freshman, Courtney Williams, that's leading the team right now with six. You know, it's interesting. We lead the league in home runs, but I don't think we've got anybody in the top five. It's been a very balanced attack, and that gives us the ability, regardless of where we are in our order, you know, I think we're one swing of the bat away from putting runs on the board.
Coach, you mentioned those seniors earlier. Specifically, Sarah Bowen and Allison Kahn have been such, you know, strong leaders on this team, not only with Sarah in the circle, but also at the plate and her RBI production. And then, of course, Allison, I mean, her average is incredible, 474 in the season, and also that strong defense at shortstop. Just talk about the way that the two of them have played throughout this whole year.
You know, the two of them, they lead by example. And, you know, they lead vocally as well. I mean, they're the first ones to step up when they make a mistake. They're the first ones to step up, take responsibility for it. And when somebody else needs a little encouragement or something, they're the ones that step up and do it. But they also, as you said, lead by example. You know, there's been, you know, countless times this year when either one of them have been at the plate in a key situation and, you know, have come through for us. I mean, Sarah's batting average is a little lower than it has been in the past, but she's still driven in 41 runs, which is a career high for her, you know, in just 46 hits. You know, Allison has broken numerous school records this year and even, you know, a lot of SCAC records. You know, she's just having a phenomenal year, and you know, those girls go up there. They have an idea what they're doing at the plate. They have a plan, and they've really both matured a lot as hitters this year. They go up there and get good cuts at the ball.
And finally, Coach, just talk about the importance of getting off to a good start, hopefully this weekend at the conference tournament, what the keys will be that the Lynx need to continue to do well to go out and try and make a deep run in this conference championship.
Well, we're going to have to get great pitching. We've had that this year. We've been very fortunate. We're going to have to get great pitching and, you know, play great defense. I think if you look at, you know, conference tournaments, whether it be the SCAC or any other tournament, you know, teams that pitch and play defense are going to win. You know, runs are going to be tough to come by. It's great pitching once you get to this level. And, you know, everybody's, you know, a little fired up, a little more focused. And, you know, the team typically that pitches well and plays the best defense is going to win.
Rhodes head softball coach David Hicks. Again, the Lynx will open up the SCAC tournament Friday, April 22nd at 10 a.m. against Treene University. Coach, thanks for joining us and best of luck as you guys move forward through the SCAC championships.
Thank you, Russell.